Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I think he can help a lot. We're really happy with it. It's something that had been in the works for a while. He's a good fit for us. You know, the system he's been in for the last 3 years is the same system, so he picks it up quickly there. He's a really good fit just style of play-wise. So we absolutely will get him weaved into it right away, and he'll be playing on Sunday. I don't really look at it like that. I mean, I think that's kind of a good narrative to talk about, but we're just trying to get better all the time, you know, just trying to improve all the time. So, you know, we were playing good defense before, but there's a lot of things we had to work on. Playing, you know, our statistically better defense, but to me, there's still a lot of things to work on. And if you ask those guys, they'll tell you the same thing. They give you a lot of different pictures, you know, so you've got to sort the pictures out. And then also you got to deal with the fact that it's going to be loud. You know, I think at home, that's something that they really play into, the idea that the offense is going to have a tough time communicating and see if they can get the offense on their heels and get them discombobulated if they can. Yeah, we've done really well. I mean, it's two good games, you know. So obviously getting Lamar back is a big part of that, but everything is really a big part of it. And even through the weeks where Lamar wasn't playing and with Tyler playing and before that, with Coop, I mean, you're just still trying to get better at everything you do.
That's John Harbaugh yesterday meeting with the media at One Winning Drive, talking about the offense and how they've gotten better over the last couple of weeks. You go back to the win against Chicago, running the ball effectively in the red zone.
Yeah.
Tyler Huntley game managing, not turning the ball over, just handling your business. And then last week against the Dolphins, a week ago tonight, as a matter of fact, Lamar Jackson throws 4 touchdown passes, is the AFC Offensive Player of the Week because of it. And Derrick Henry got fourth quarter chunk play yards. So the question was to John Harbaugh how the offense has improved over the last couple of weeks. After the previous 2 weeks with Cooper Rush, they scored 13 points combined.
Yeah, they were bottom of the barrel with Cooper. It seemed like the players knew in their hearts that Cooper Rush couldn't get it done. I mean, that's the way they played against Houston. You know, they didn't even show up. Bob, the thing that still, when you look back at last year's offense, where they were 409 yards a game, number one in rushing, 7 in pass, where they were dominant offense. To me, it's about the O-line. I mean, Lamar was sacked last year, what, 11 times or not a lot, you know, where he's been sacked, what, 15? He was 15.
17 now.
17 times he's been sacked. And that's the thing is like, with the offense, what I don't see is, like, on first down, they're not getting much running. It to me, it's like the offensive line is not there yet. They're not in that dominant mode yet like they were last year. And to me, it's all about the offensive line. There's not those big holes like there was last year, you know? And it's like, to me, it's like they're not playing as a group of five. They're playing like as a group of three on one play, a group of four on one play, you know? And sometimes they'll hit it, you know, with a group of five, you know, having Ricard in there, you know, helps. But for them to become dominant, to me, it's about the old line, period, you know, and that's protecting Lamar. And that's creating holes. That's giving Lamar time to throw. Because got Bate involved more last week, you know, and the tight end. All three tight ends are involved. So I think that's a good thing. So I there's even more pieces, you know, to be able to throw to. And you got Keaton Mitchell involved too. And it all goes back. They've got great skill. O-line's got to step up and play better. And to me, that's what's lacking in this offense right now. That's why, you know, offensively, Bob, the Ravens, it's a joke. They're ranked 20th, you know, almost 100 yards less than they were last year, which it should not be. And last year they were averaging over 200 yards rushing a game. Now it's 135. And to me, it's all about the O-line.
And to answer a question about Lamar last year, was sacked 23 times.
Yeah.
Ravens quarterbacks through the first 8 weeks have been sacked 24.
Yeah.
Times. Lamar 17. He didn't play it 2.5 games.
That's a joke. With the guy, you know, the most elusive quarterback probably in history, there it shouldn't happen.
But Minnesota coming in here, a team that can get to the quarterback, and we're going to break down the game. Got Vinny's Keys coming up here later on in this hour. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about the defense, and in particular, the addition of Draymond Jones. He was practicing yesterday, wearing number 41. Looks like Carl Lawson's rolling with number 99.
Okay.
So he'll be activated, we think.
No doubt.
He'll be up against Minnesota coming up 1 o'clock Sunday there. So Draymond Jones, plug and play, getting acclimated as quickly as possible. Carl Lawson's been in the system for 3 weeks here. So shouldn't be any excuses for him in that regard, I wouldn't think.
Well, I really liked the Draymond Jones addition. And the reason he's wearing 41, Bob, he wore 45 for Tennessee this past year. And Mike Green wears 45. So I guess Draymond didn't pay him, or, you know, doesn't care about what number he wears.
He's not LT. Let's go. Yeah. You know what I mean? But not Lawrence Taylor.
Draymond Jones, he's 6'3", he's 281. And he's got long arms, almost 34-inch arms, which help. You know, and he's got 19 pressures and 4.5 sacks. 4.5 sacks over his last four games. So he's kind of in rhythm right now. He's feeling it. And he's the thing that I liked about him watching him on film is he's going to help the run game too, because he's a better version of Tavius Robinson, you know, pass rush wise, you know, and at 281 pounds, he can set the edge, which is going to help in the run game. Because the Vikings, you know, they can run it. And they've got tight ends that can block, you know, and Oliver, but he didn't practice. Hopefully he's going to be out, which would be nice. But, you know, having to go against, you know, a Mike Green, Oliver and stuff, a Van Noy, those guys are light guys and don't play the run as well. Draymond Jones is really going to help, and I'm guessing Lawson, too, will help. But Draymond, he's got a fabulous get-off. And when we watch him on Sunday, just watch his takeoff. He really comes off well. And I'll make a bet that when he goes up against the right tackle for the Vikings, you watch. He's got a beautiful spin move back inside. He's going to get a sack. He's going to get a sack in this game. And he can bull rush because he's got really good. He understands leverage. And when you watch him in the run stuff, fundamentally he's outstanding. You know, he'll sit there. He knows he's got to keep that outside arm and outside leg free, and he locks out. And he'll lock out and keep his eyes on the ball, and he'll do a good job chasing the football. So I think it's a real good addition. And I guess listening to Harbs there, sounds like this has been in the works for, you know, a couple weeks. So, you know, good for them. I guess that's who they targeted, and that's who they wanted. I just wish, Bob, they would have added one more D tackle.
fifth round pick, could be a fourth. If he gets two sacks, they make the playoffs. Which we're hoping becomes reality here. You'll sacrifice that.
Yeah. So is Eric.
In a big, big way. By the way, Brian O'Neill, right tackle for the Vikings. But we had Paul Allen on yesterday, not the one that took the axe to the head in American Psycho. But he was saying that the woes of the O-line and their quarterbacks have been sacked 33 times.
Yep.
Or more related to injuries than performance.
Hey, JJ got sacked 5 times at Detroit last week.
Yeah.
You know, so, Bob, I
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
They get there with 4 a lot. You know, I mean, that's Hutchinson causes a lot of problems for Detroit and stuff, caused a lot of problems for them. I think the Ravens are going to come after JJ's ass, you know, and attack the heck out of him. And I think I'll be disappointed, Bob, if they don't have 3+ sacks, you know, on JJ McCarthy. So just don't let him get into a rhythm. And we'll go through the keys later in the show.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. Jim Smith, athletic director, University of Maryland, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll talk some Terps with him. You got Maryland Georgetown tomorrow at Xfinity. It's a gold rush. Terps at Rutgers football. Maryland getting 1.5 against the Scarlet Knights, trying to end this 4-game losing streak. And then you've got all sorts of other crazy stuff going on with men's soccer, ranked number 1 in the country.
That's awesome.
Right now. So we'll get into all of that with Jim Smith. Your predictions, concerns for tomorrow or Sunday's game. Ravens are laying 4.5. Paul Allen again was incredulous when he heard the spreads. Like, how the hell are the Ravens 4.5-point favorites at Minnesota, who just won at Detroit? I don't make the odds, man. I just try to bet on them, usually poorly.
Yep.
But it is what it is.
The thing, Bob, is and I'm guessing a lot of it is Lamar Jackson, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, what's Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff? They were favoring all those games, too. Lamar Jackson's a changer when it comes to the point spread. But are the Ravens back, air quotes? They won 2 in a row. They're favored on the road. They'll be favored in Cleveland. They'll be favored against the Jets. They'll be favored against, as long as Lamar's playing. That's always the big one. Number 8's under center. Ravens are going to be favored to win. Are they back? Last week, we were talking about it. Can the Ravens get to 5-5 by the Jets the Sunday before Thanksgiving? Me and Nolan said no. Vinny said yes. What do you think? Now I'll be pissed if they're not 5-5.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.